The Pan-African Conference of Catholic Laity opened in Yaoundé, Cameroon on Tuesday, September 4th, and runs through September 9th. Under the sponsorship of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, the gathering is bringing together participants in every state of life within the Church from all over the continent to discuss the theme, Being Witnesses of Jesus Christ in Africa Today, Salt of the Earth, Light of the World. The president of the International Movement of Catholic Students, Pax Romana, Charles Ochero Cornelio of South Sudan, is participating in the conference. He told the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa service, Father Moses Hamungale, that radical life witness on the part of African youth is a key to the success of the new evangelization in Africa.
As Jesus said, we have to follow him and carry our cross if we want to follow his footsteps. And I think for the youth in Africa to bear witness to Jesus Christ in Africa today, it is by following him and by living the faith in which we are baptized and confirmed into.
Yes, what are the challenges that the youth face in being witnesses of Christ in Africa today?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of challenges in Africa. Part of the challenges of the youth is the pandemic of HIV and AIDS, and secondly also poverty in Africa and a lot of this. So this, on its own, these challenges here, they prevent the concentration of youth on following Jesus Christ, and instead they will be fighting for their lives here and there. So it makes it very difficult, like, to follow the steps or to follow the faith rightly in the midst of these great challenges in the continent at the current moment.
Yes. How can the role of the youths in the evangelization mission of the Church be enhanced or improved?
Yeah, I think it can be enhanced in several ways. And one of the most important ways is to give the youth a trial or a chance to actively participate and to give them more responsibilities. We youth, we believe and we know that we have responsibilities in the society and we are able to do something in the society. But also sometimes we feel that the rooms given us to participate or to get involved into this, is they are not enough. So I think we youth need some wider space to participate and to air out what we think we can be able to contribute positively in the societies. And not only that, but we also believe that we are being told that the youth are leaders of tomorrow. But I think this concept is now changing gradually. We youth, we are saying we are leaders of today and tomorrow as well. So we have a bigger role to play.
Do you think movements or lay organizations can play a role if youths are members of these movements?
Yes, sure. I think they can play very, very, very big roles in the society because youth today, tomorrow, they are the stakeholders in the country. So if they are involved from their early years in building of a society, it means tomorrow they become responsible leaders and they will change the face of the countries in which they live in and all that. So I think it's very important. It's participating now and then tomorrow it is they are built into greater leaders that can also change a lot of policies and a lot of those things that are carried out at the stakeholding or decision-making levels.
Yes. Could you just elaborate some activities that Pax Romana, for which you are international president, what activities does it carry out among students or youths?
Yeah, we have a lot of activities that we carry out from continent to continent, but I'm going to concentrate on Africa because we are in Africa and it's a program for Africa. I think in Africa we are carrying out programs on good governance and leadership and on environmental sustainability. And also in this environmental sustainability, especially we are telling youth that there should be a responsible consumption. That is to say we take what we need, but we don't take what we want. And also we carry out activities on gender empowerment. And when we speak of gender empowerment, immediately people think of promoting women. But no, in gender empowerment by Pax Romana in Africa, we try to promote both sexes equally. And these are the three main areas that we participate in Africa.
Yes. Coming to the current Congress that is taking place here in Yaoundé, what has been your look at the participation of the youths in this Congress?
Yeah, I think the number of youth here is enough, and they are really represented in every country almost that is here. And I think their participation has been also very active. And out of the presentations that we have been getting the past 2 days, I think there is a very great call for the youth from the church leaders for active participation as we are speaking on neo-evangelization. And basically, neo-evangelization has come not to change what the former missionaries have been doing, but to upgrade our level of evangelization, because the challenges of today are not the same as the challenges 50 years ago. And therefore, it is this concept that we are going. As yesterday also, Cardinal Sarah was mentioning that one of the problems in Africa is neo-paganism. And therefore, neo-paganism cannot be tackled using the old or the former ways of evangelization. So there is this need for neo-evangelization as well to tackle today's problems.
Yes. Do you think this Congress is equipping the youths that are participating for a better missionary activity in their respective countries?
Yeah, I think it is very, very enriching conference. But then that is not the end. There is this challenge of how to implement what we are getting here today. So there are these two dimensions. One is to get the knowledge, and the second dimension is to apply it. So the challenge might be later in how to apply them.
Finally, what are your expectations from this conference?
My expectation, first of all, is a better network of the church in Africa, that is to say the different countries, in terms of carrying out events or tackling the major problems of the continent. So for me, networking is one of the main expectation that I can say. And secondly, is like an evaluating kind of a program. My expectation is that we can be able to widen our views or our dimensions of understanding the continent in a better way, because it is one of the rare conferences that takes place at the continental level. So I think it is very enriching to know what the West is doing in relation to the South and the North, and etc.